The federal opposition leader, Tony Abbott, has cautiously backed the controversial coal seam gas, or CSG, industry. In an interview with the ABC, Mr. Abbott said open-cut mining was far more devastating and that all it needed was a few roads and fences. He conceded that there were legitimate concerns about affecting the water table. Opponents of CSG, including the colourful Queensland MP Bob Katter, say Mr. Abbott doesn't know what he's talking about. George Roberts reports from Canberra.
Simply put, tapping into a coal seam to find gas involves drilling into the ground, putting a pipe in, and letting the trapped gas come out. It's a controversial practice, but Tony Abbott's move to allay some of the fears about the industry.
One of the misconceptions is that coal seam gas mining involves the devastation of vast swathes of countryside. There's a big difference between coal seam gas extraction and open-cut mining. Open-cut mining is a devastating thing.
Mr. Abbott made the comments to the ABC News in the New England seat held by the independent MP Tony Windsor.
Well, there's a number of factors to this that I don't think Tony Abbott seems to understand. When coal mining activity takes place, the coal mines generally buy the land that they mine, and they're quite entitled to mine that land. Coal seam gas companies don't actually purchase the land. They can come onto the land, they can put wells down and extract the gas without recognition of the existing land use on top of that land.
That's frustrated some farming communities and prompted protests about their rights. In an interview on commercial radio last year, Tony Abbott backed farmers' rights over CSG explorers coming onto their land. Mr. Windsor has other concerns.
The mixing of various groundwater aquifers, the impact that that could have in the Murray-Darling system. A lot of that work hasn't been done. Most of it hasn't been done. So I'd be a little bit concerned that a leader of one of the major parties would be sort of prompting the issue without going to what the real issue is, and that's the scientific verification.
Another federal independent MP, the Queenslander Bob Katter, who has a background in farming and mining, took issue with Mr. Abbott's understanding of CSG.
But, you know, when you dig a hole in the ground, strata that you go through, that can be poisonous. Drilling holes through aquifers is extremely hazardous thing to do. And I regret to say the leader of the opposition, I strongly applaud him in other areas, but on this particular area, I think he should butt out because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
To a degree, Tony Abbott has qualified his comments, but nonetheless says the coalition would support coal seam gas.
And I think there are very, very legitimate concerns about the impact on the water table. This is our nation's breadbasket. This is a priceless asset for future generations, and we have to be incredibly careful not to compromise it.
Despite the qualified support, he's still delivered a broadside to open-cut coal mines, seemingly in favour of coal seam gas.
I've seen open-cut mines that are in the process of rehabilitation in the Hunter Valley, and look, you can do a pretty good job, but I'm not sure that it's ever quite the same. Coal seam gas extraction, by contrast, involves relatively little disturbance of the surface.
It's no surprise that coal seam gas proponents are happy about Mr. Abbott's comments, the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association's Rick Wilkinson.
It's right to point out that there is a very distinctive difference between coal mining and gas production. A typical gas well on a 15 by 15 metre site produces the equivalent of 85,000 tonnes of coal, so very big difference.
In a statement, the Australian coal industry says less than half of 1% of New South Wales is used for mining and that land is restored. The Federal Environment and Resources Ministers weren't available for comment.
George Roberts.